a two-year pause, Downtown Boise's signature summer events will be back, and we're told they're going to be better than ever. Joining us to share more is Jennifer Hensley. She is Executive Director of the Downtown Boise Association. Good to have you on the show, Jennifer.
Hey, Gemma. Good afternoon.
So can we talk really quickly about how the pandemic impacted Downtown Boise?
Yeah, you know, we can look back on it now and say that Downtown Boise fared much better than most downtowns, but if it wasn't, you know, the best time down here. We definitely, you know, when we're talking about events, we specifically, most of our in-person events haven't happened in 3 years by the time they happen again, which is kind of shocking. But our businesses are back to doing okay. Everybody is doing pretty well. We're really seeing a resurgence of love for locally owned. And so recovery is actively happening right now.
So you mentioned, you know, events being canceled. I mean, big events were canceled. And you're right. I mean, it's 3 years since some of these have happened. How difficult was that when, you know, especially because certain things had to be shut down right before they were supposed to be starting up again, because we went into lockdown in March of 2020.
Right. I mean, for us specifically, we had, you know, 2020, we had planned and paid for quite a bit of our summer events, because by March, you've planned quite a bit of it. And then it got shut down and we shifted to virtual, which as a small organization that relies upon events and the beverage sales that come with those, you know, it was a pretty big budget hit. And then we had to make the call in 2021 not to have these, because some of our summer events pull in between 5,000 and 10,000 people an event, and it just wasn't appropriate to have them. And so, you know, it's been a big budgetary hit. It's also been a big community hit. These events bring in the community and endear them to their downtown and really make them feel a part of what's going on down here. And that's been a loss.
Okay, so let's talk about it, because Alive After Five, this was something when I moved here, you know, 20 plus years ago, I mean, you know, it was like, oh, you have to go to Live After Five. You know, it was kind of the thing to do in the midweek of Boise, and all of a sudden shut down. And now it's going to finally be back.
Yes. We have just today announced the full lineup for the 35th season of Alive After Five that starts on June 15th of this year. It is, as we said, going to be better than ever. We are partnering with Duck Club, the folks behind Tree Fort, to really make sure that the music at this event is attractive and what the community wants to listen to.
So give us a little bit of a hint of what some of the music is that people can expect this summer.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of bands on here that I personally am super excited about. Joshy Soul is one of them. He's a pretty big name, and he's a really fun, soulful band. And then we've got the first one is this band called True Loves. It's kind of jazzy. They're out of Seattle. They're really fun. And yeah, just there's seven concerts total, and I mean, we're just really excited about all of them. We're going to be able to really give a lot of variety to the community. You know, everything, one of the bands, The Suffers, is from the Gulf Coast. They're a soul band, and they'll show up all sequined and ready to go. And so it's just going to be a good year for variety and for a little bit of something for everyone.
And we should note, Alive After Five is on Wednesday nights again, like it always is. Is it still in the Grove Plaza? I mean, are we going back to its roots?
Yep, absolutely. It's in the Grove Plaza Wednesday nights, and starting, you know, just 5 o'clock or a few minutes after.
Yeah. Hence Alive After Five. Okay, how about First Thursdays? We've had a little bit of this, but it's really coming back with a bang.
Yeah. In 2021, one of the things that we decided to do, since we couldn't do the events with the large gatherings, First Thursday was already kind of naturally an event that has a spaced out attendance. Mm-hmm. And so we added what we called supersized First Thursdays. And so they were wildly successful. The general idea is that Not only is there First Thursday where all your favorite businesses are doing something fun, having a special or a beer tasting or special art in their space, but we as an organization also provide roving performances all over downtown that kind of give you a bit of surprise and whimsy. So you might be sitting on a patio and have a bluegrass band pull up next to you and serenade your dinner, or a stilt walker wander by and surprise you and your family. It's a fun thing.
And this officially kicks off this week, right? It'll be the first Thursday of the month for May is in 2 days.
Yep, absolutely. This Thursday is our first Supersize Surf Thursday. It's also Idaho Gives Day. And so we're partnering with Idaho Gives to have lots of nonprofits. Both, there'll be a pop-up on the plaza with a radio station and lots of nonprofits. And then there'll be nonprofits throughout businesses downtown, along with the roving performances that Supersize First Thursday brings.
And we should also note it's Cinco de Mayo on Thursday. So holy cow, it's going to be a little bit nutty downtown, I bet. When we say it's back, it's going to be back this Thursday.
It absolutely is. And the weather is going to be beautiful too.
Yeah. Okay. So this is an event that my family and I kind of tend to kind of wander to. It's never something that's necessarily we plan to do. It just happens to be something we end up doing. And this is the Father's Day car show that's downtown that has been gone, you know, for the last couple of years. It's going to be back too.
Absolutely. Yes. And this year, it hasn't even been announced yet. So I'll give you the exclusive. It's going to be in front of the Capitol building, which is going to be extra cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lot of classic cars and people talking and loving on their classic cars. And then of course we've got the alternative cars in this selection. So come out and see an electric trash truck. They're actually really cool, and an electric bus and some cool bikes. But yeah, we're really excited to bring this one back. This definitely is a fun day in downtown. It's something cool to do with dad or father figure of any sort and kiddos, and check out a bunch of neat vehicles. Mm-hmm.
So when you say it's going to be in front of the Capitol this year, because normally I believe, wasn't it on Idaho or Bannock Street usually? Will you be closing off, I'm assuming, Jefferson then in front of the Capitol? And is that where everything will be?
Yes, that'll be a big hunk of the footprint of the event. Yeah, shifting from the Idaho Street footprint over to right in front of the Capitol building. And so it'll just be a really cool tie-in to show, you know, highlight that Capitol building that we're so lucky to have here in downtown.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it'll be nice. I mean, what a great location for that. And, you know, you mentioned, Jennifer, that this is a family-friendly event. I mean, that is kind of what happens on Father's Day. You know, you take dad out and you wander down to see the cars. But what other family events are there for this summer? Because that's something that, you know, you want to do stuff with the kids. Maybe you don't want to be traveling all over, but there's so many things going on downtown.
Yeah, it's going to be, we kind of anticipate that downtown's going to be active at least 5 of the 7 days of the week, if not more. And I'll mention, everything I'm mentioning is free. And that's something that we're really excited to do, is make sure that all of our events are free. But you've got every Saturday, the Capital City Public Market pops up in Grove Plaza. On select Tuesdays, there's a concert series over at Jump that's going to be happening. Again, both of those things free to attend. We've got, I know Goat Head Fest is coming back this year. Pride's coming back. Mm-hmm. We've also got the Latino Fest is coming back. We just found out. It's just everything is back, and beauty of it is it's all free to attend, and we're real excited about that.
Yeah, it's free. It's outside. It's a great way to support local. So just so excited to hear about all of this, and always great to have you on the show. So Jennifer, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Gemma. See you downtown.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Jennifer Hensley. She's the executive director of the Downtown Boise Association, about all of the events coming up this summer as Downtown Boise is back. Up next, we will find out why you're getting all those donation requests from nonprofits in your inbox this week. Stay with us. ¶¶